Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning, everybody. What's happening?
I seen you been laying down all over LA, huh?
I've been doing my little Diddy at the MetLife Gala thing all over the city. I had an event yesterday at the iHeartRadio Theater here in Burbank, California. My man Bobby Bones was moderating it. It was an event for my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, the New York Times bestseller. So that was a great event. So salute to everybody who came out to that. And, you know, just been enjoying the town. That's all.
He's been taking pictures of LA, laying down, lounging.
Did you crap anyone out?
Nah, I only took a couple pictures. I took one yesterday in front of a sign of me and my book at the iHeartRadio Theater. And then last night we was at STK's in L.A. And me and my peoples was laid out on the steps. That's all. My homegirl Carly Aquilino and my man Van Lathan and, of course, Wax. And, you know, just enjoying the town. That's all.
Okay. All right. Now, last night I was hanging out with some friends of ours, the Hustle Gang, T.I., Trader Truth.
Oh, that's right. You had
Young Dro, B.O.B. They had a show last night in New York City. Nice show. I didn't know T.I. had so many new artists. T.I. has like 6 or 7 new artists.
Oh, yeah. It's this dude named Trans Lee. He's really dope.
They're Trans Lee.
Yeah, he's really, really, really dope.
Is B.O.B. still Grand Hustle?
Yep. He's still there.
B.O.B. still think the world is flat?
I didn't ask him that. That wasn't one of the questions I thought of to ask him when I seen him last night. They have a new artist named Tokyo. It was a bunch of people. They brought out Joel Santana. They brought out ASAP Ferg, Millie Rock, 2 Millie, and Dave East. It was a great show. Great show last night at BB King's. Shout out to T.I. Shout out to Jilly for having me a part of it. That was great. And then after Ace's last night, I had a good night. A long night, though. Long, long, long night, but a good night.
People still Millie Rock, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they still do Millie Rock.
Well, I was at the Griot yesterday talking about my book club because I picked all my books
Griot
for the summer.
That's Haitian, right? That's yeah.
The Griot.
My ballet, my boulet, yeah.
This website has nothing to do with Haiti, sir.
So right now I'm reading Dr. Willie Parker's book, and he's a doctor that performs abortions, and he discusses why it's very important for women to have the right to choose.
Okay.
So that's what I'm reading right now.
All right. Well, this morning we got some special guests joining us. We have LaToya Luckett.
Now, she's hilarious.
She used to be with Destiny's Child, and she's been on her own for the last, 15 years, acting, doing music, so we'll kick it with her. And also author Ryan Holiday.
Oh, man, one of my favorite authors. Ryan Holiday used to be in one of Robert Greene's researchers. If you know who Robert Greene is, he wrote the 48 Laws of Power and the Art of Seduction. And Ryan Holiday has a couple books called Ego is the Enemy. One is called Obstacle is the Way. Another one is called Trust Me, I'm Lying. One of my favorite authors. I can't wait to talk to him this morning.
Okay. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we're talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about Mike Flynn, President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, should I say former, and will tell you how former President Barack Obama warned Donald Trump not to hire him.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. His future. It's Mask Off. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on and get your ass up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
What does taking your mask off have to do with Molly and Percocets representing the set or whatever? Like, what is the core? I don't get what's going on in that record.
Well, you personally just realized it was one record. You thought it was two different records. That's one.
But don't try to deflect from the fact that you don't really know what's going on in the record either. What does taking your mask off have to do with Molly's and Percocets?
Maybe it allows you to take your mask off and be free.
I thought he was saying fast car for a long time. Fast car.
Oh, okay.
Fast car.
But he's not.
I don't know.
Yep. Almost time for us to move on over to Urban AC.
Fast car.
It just sounds good.
I don't know. All right. Well, let's get some front page news. Now, the Warriors swept the Jazz last night, 121-95. They played
the
winner
there.
Of the Spurs-Rockets. They played the winner of the Spurs-Rockets. Now, let's talk about Sally Yates.
All right, Sally Yates is the former acting attorney general, and she was testifying yesterday. She said she did alert the White House earlier this year that former Trump national security advisor Michael Flynn could be essentially blackmailed by the Russians. Now, we've been following this story. And previously, when Donald Trump had appointed him, they had questioned him about whether or not he had any interaction with the Russians, because this has been an ongoing discussion, right? And he lied and said that he hadn't, and it turns out that he had. And now she has disclosed this information. Here is former acting attorney general Sally Yates.
The first thing we did was to explain to Mr. McGahn that the underlying conduct that General Flynn had engaged in was problematic in and of itself. We told him we felt like the vice president and others were entitled to know that the information that they were conveying to the American people wasn't true. Additionally, that we weren't the only ones that knew all of this. The Russians also knew about what General Flynn had done, and the Russians also knew that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others.
So essentially, he could have been blackmailed by the Russians.
Mm. I don't understand all this legal mumbo jumbo. Just call me when everybody starts getting arrested and impeached.
Now, former President Obama also warned President Donald Trump against hiring Mike Flynn as his national security advisor, according to former Obama administration officials. They sat down actually about less than 2 days after the November election, and he had a conversation with Trump and told him that he did not think it was a good idea to hire him and that he was not suitable for such a high level post, but he hired him anyway. So Donald Trump, of course, took to Twitter after all of this happened.
Of course.
And he said, Sally Yates made the fake media extremely unhappy today. She said nothing but old news. The Russia-Trump collusion story is a total hoax. When will this taxpayer-funded charade end? Biggest story today between Clapper and Yates is on surveillance. Why doesn't the media report on this? Hashtag fake news.
Do you think Donald Trump knows the difference between Sally Yates and Sally Mae?
No.
Probably not.
I don't think so either.
Probably not. Anything else you want to do on Front Page News, G?
No, I mean, that was the biggest story yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Front Page News. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. We call it Get It Off Your Chest. All right? You want to get something off your chest? Maybe you pissed off. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe you had a good morning. Or maybe last night it was a great night. Maybe your wife gave you some. Maybe your man gave you some D. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Why are you laughing? Your man gave you some D?
Yeah,
okay. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Tim Jones, Time is Money, calling from Hartford. I'm saying I'm mad, I'm blessed, man. I'm mad because my boys from Hartford, they don't get enough recognition. My boys Smooth Haynes, Kid Guap, Sexton, they the hardest out, man. I'm blessed because they all my brothers, man. We all from the same hood.
They the hardest out? How hard is their erection, sir?
Not at all, Charlamagne. You would like my boy Smooth Haynes. He got a mixtape out called The God Tape Part 2. You would definitely feel it. And I know DJ Envy, he would feel my boy Sexton. He got the album out, Platinum in the Streets, right now. That's like, okay. You know, they're definitely the hardest dudes out there. Definitely look them up, man. But definitely,
now, which one of these hard dudes would I feel?
Would you feel? You would probably feel probably Smooth Haynes, because, like I said, he on a more smooth tip, but he definitely puts in our lady. So a record that y'all would like to check out was I'll Never Be the Same.
She likes
smooth.
Deep.
Check that out, you'll never be the same.
Is he
you'll
deep?
Never be the same after you feel your hard dudes.
No, not at all, Charlamagne. I'm telling
that's
you,
what
brother.
You just said.
God Tape Part 3. Well, God Tape Part 2, I never be the same. You watch that video, Charlamagne, you'll never be the same.
I like it. He's focused.
He is focused.
He's
okay.
Focused.
My guy.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Adrian Wells. I'm in the United States Navy. I'm from Louisiana.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad this morning.
I'm mad because Miley Cyrus threw away hip-hop after she done made money. She came up on it. And now she's throwing it away.
By the way, I did an interview with Vlad TV maybe like 5 years ago, and I told y'all that's exactly what was going to happen, by the way. I see people.
Man, I wasn't supporting her like that.
Yeah, I wasn't supporting her either, so I really don't care.
She worked a lot with Mike Will Made It.
Yeah, but I really didn't support her. I really care.
It's only so long.
She had a couple songs I really liked.
But it's only so long fake ratchets can pretend. She was pretending to be fake ratchet for profit.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, Durant. What's from up? Queens.
Tell them why you blessed, bro.
I'm blessed this morning because I finally got my own taxi. I'm driving my own car right now.
Woo, woo.
So
wow.
Yeah, I can finally make my own money.
Are you an Uber X?
Yes, I'm an Uber driver, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. They need to get rid of Uber X. They need to get rid of Uber X, or they need to make Uber X drivers have a certain standing with
Uber
their car.
Uber Black, man. What are you talking about?
Uber Black is great, but Uber X got to go. Okay?
What's the difference between Uber X and Uber
VIP? I think Uber X is the cheap one. That's the one you can pull up in a
any
Pinto.
Kind of car you want.
Yeah, with Uber X, you make less money. Uber Black, you make a great money. Yeah, so.
Yesterday, I'm 19, a 1996 Honda Civic 2-door pulled up for us yesterday. And I didn't get in it.
But it tells you what kind of car it is when you order it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't be paying no attention. That car looked better on the actual Uber thing.
Oh, my God.
I do Uber X. I do whatever's cheapest. I do whatever's cheapest. I'm going to be honest.
I don't do whatever's cheapest.
Only thing I won't do is Uber Pool.
Yeah, I won't do Pool.
Not doing Uber Pool. I'm not doing Uber X. Only X I acknowledge is Malcolm.
Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Toya.
Hey, Toya. Tell them why you're mad this morning.
I'm mad because I have a friend that is just making the dumbest decisions that I could even think of. She has an ex that she's been helping out a lot because they have that kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually took their ex to her house and slept with her.
What?
He took his ex to her house and slept with her.
So what's the problem? He trying to have sex in comfortable surroundings. I don't understand the issue here.
No. Well, my issue is she was so upset that she actually ended up getting in an accident because she was just, you know, that out of it. And he helped her to get her car fixed. So now they're okay again.
No.
Okay.
This is crazy.
I
so let me ask you this. So how did she find out about that?
He told her. He admitted it.
What?
They was having a conversation, and I guess he just felt like coming clean, and he just admitted it on his own.
Wow.
And that man is going to be a great man from here on out, okay? Being that he admitted that mistake and she forgave him, he's going to be a great man from here on out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's DJ Herpes out of Brooklyn. What's up, Envy?
DJ
What's up?
Herpes?
Hercules. Why, yo, chill out, Charlamagne.
I thought you said herpes.
Too early for that, man.
I apologize.
Chill out, man.
I thought you said herpes.
Tell him why you blessed.
Yo, I'm telling you why I'm mad, first of all, because this weather. Don't know what the hell it want to do.
I know. I put away all my winter coats, and now it's cold again.
You got to pull it right back out.
I got to bring out a scarf. I got to bring out a skelly and all of that, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are you go ahead.
Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm blessed. Now, I'm blessed because I'm a DJ. I'm putting my own money behind myself. I'm independent, and I'm on the come up, man. And it feels good to do your things on your own, and you ain't got to beg for no handouts. You feel me?
All right. I'm not going to lie. I think it would serve you better to have a name like DJ Herpes, because then whatever you got a DJ gig, you get a permanent residency for life. You'd be like, yo, you can never get rid of me.
Hey, wait. Charlamagne, DJ Herpes, really? Yeah, all right, so why do you call yourself Charlamagne the God and you never got nothing good to say?
Oh, good point.
I'm sitting there trying to give you some points on how to properly promote yourself,
man,
and you're insulting me.
DJ
See what
Herpes
I'm saying?
I'm DJ Herpes, the 787 man. Yo, Envy, holla at me on Instagram, man, at DJ Herpes 787
man.
Follow any
pointers
you can help me out at, man. Holla at your boy, man.
Nah.
Now it sounds like competition, Envy.
Don't
do it.
Hercules.
Hello? I prefer DJ Herpes.
Hello?
The DJ that's never going nowhere.
You stupid. What's up, bro? Who this?
What up, man? I'm definitely blessed, and I'm kind of mad.
All right, tell us both.
I'm definitely blessed. All right. One, I'm mad because recently, I'll say like last week, we just took a big loss through the gun violence. So I just want to say rest in peace to Reggie White and shout out to all the Grapes. And I'm mad. Well, I'm blessed because I recently got shot a couple years ago, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I feel like it's not even stopping me. Nothing changed or nothing. I'm still doing everything that I got to do. Shout out to Charlamagne and God because I read his book, and it's excellent. It's dope. And I actually met you outside of Power 105 Studio, DJ Envy. I don't know if you remember. I gave you that flash drive a couple months ago. And then I realized that you're not going to put that goddamn flash drive in your computer.
Ooh. Yeah, you're right.
Probably right. Probably right.
You're right about that.
Now you have to.
Definitely probably right.
I like your attitude. It's very positive attitude.
Very
you have.
Positive.
You're positive
very smart
about
guy.
Being in a wheelchair, and you're positive about knowing Envy's not going to put that hard drive in the flash or whatever the flash in the hard, whatever it is.
In the computer.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
And that's
you
what's
do,
up.
And you do realize you can't, you said rest in peace and didn't shout it out again. You do know that, right? Just want to put that out there.
He did. All right. Tell him why you're mad or tell him why you're blessed. Oh, yo, there's this one bird that's around my house, and every time I come home, he itches on my car. It doesn't matter. I can't even get to the garage fast enough before he itches on the car. And I don't know why.
Sounds like the one bird up here that itches on everyone that calls.
Oh, you talk about the bird with the New York Times best-selling book? Yeah.
Testy. I was just talking about the bird. You know what? Forget it. Forget all you birds. All right. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, find out who won't be on Real Housewives of Atlanta anymore. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Also, we'll be talking about a brand new restaurant that's opening. We'll tell you who's opening this restaurant.
All right, let's get into it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, they had to fire Phaedra from Real Housewives of Atlanta, all because she is a liar.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for that, damn it.
Not she spread a that. Rumor that Candy wanted to drug and rape Portia. You can't just do that. If you recall, on the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, here's what Candy had to say about that rumor.
Being a f***ing rapist. That is crazy. Why would you even repeat that? You as an attorney, why would you do that?
Oh, my God.
I gotta get away from y'all. Because really, I'm gonna get away from y'all. See, that's the type of I'll be talking about. This is what I'll be talking about. See?
I know.
That's right. She should hold Phaedra accountable for her lies. And now she should sue Phaedra.
All right, well, Phaedra posted on her Instagram, "Don't let yesterday take up too much of today. New day, new week. Have a magnificent Monday. Let's go."
She was in the club last night.
F your whack-ass quotes. Man, I watched that video yesterday. By the way, I used that video of Phaedra in the club dancing the Nuck If You Buck. I showed that to the table of people I was with, and I was like, this is not how you want to look when you get older. She looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
In the VIP wilding out the Nuck If You Buck. You're about 52 years old. Relax.
Well, real, they had no choice but to fire her after she did that. That's crazy. You can't accuse one of your castmates, make up a rumor saying that
crazy.
They were planning to rape someone. It's ridiculous.
And then you go to the club and take a video of you dancing the Nuck If You Buck like we just
and
gonna
still
forget.
Hasn't taken responsibility to say, you know what, I was wrong. I apologize. No. Type of
emotion. So what else can I do? I apologize. It's over. No, it's not. You're out
no,
of here.
No, it's not. You called me a rapist. Okay? And by the way, nobody cares about the truth and the lie is more entertaining. So people probably still calling Candy Bill O'Cosby right now.
Bill O'Cosby. All right. Now let's discuss a scam that went down, and these people actually ended up getting arrested. A man by the name of Justin Jackson sent an email to Kendrick Lamar's rep. He said he was Adele's manager, and he wanted 3 tickets to the Rolling Loud Music Festival in Miami. That's where Kendrick was headlining over the weekend. Now, I would assume Adele's manager would be able to get those tickets without having to call Kendrick's rep. But Kendrick rep thought that it was very weird and actually hit up the real manager and discovered the whole thing was a scam. They notified the police. So when Justin Jackson showed up with his wife to go get the passes, that's when they got arrested.
How you gonna
arrest a man on date night?
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
He lied.
The man came with his wife, man. He did a scam in the name of love. All right?
Is that what you call it?
And is that really arrestable material? Because he just got tickets for the show.
Yes, that is arrested. You're
impersonating
pretending to be
somebody else.
I guess. Envy.
I guess.
The hell are you talking about?
He also was once convicted of posing as Madonna's manager to steal $2.4 million in jewelry.
Oh. You gotta shoot a little lower. Like, pretend to be like Sierra's assistant or something. Don't be like Adele's manager.
All right. Madonna's manager. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Miss LaToya Luckett. Welcome.
What's going on?
Now, where the hell have you been for 7 to 8 years?
Well, she's been on TV.
It's been 8 years. We ain't hearing no music.
She's been on Ballers.
How have you been?
I've been working.
Took you longer to make another album.
She's been acting.
She's acting and stuff. But I've also been, I've been recording. It was just kind of, it was tough kind of balancing it because literally, like, I would get, like, in a groove and be recording and everything and then go on an audition, book it, be in Toronto. So now I got to find a studio in Toronto and go straight from set at, what, midnight and try and record an album. So, you know what? I did the best I could. I'm glad I waited, though, because I just didn't want to put out anything. To me, the timeline, I wanted people to really, like, love the music and feel me and hear my heart on it. So I'm glad I took my time with it.
And, girl, let's discuss some things, okay? Because we saw the Used To single. Me and Envy were in here actually watching it because I know you're doing it as, like, three different videos.
Yeah.
A mini movie. Right? And it's true. Now, I've said this to some of my friends.
What?
That it's really hard sometimes for guys to date you when you have a lot going on for yourself and you can, like, really get their lives a little better and more in order. And sometimes guys feel intimidated, like they can't do things for you.
You better speak.
That,
what are you looking at me for?
I just was saying she's speaking a word over here and I was just letting her have the floor with it.
I was gonna say, I know you ain't got no man the way Thomas Jones was kissing you in that video. I said, because I had to sit back and I was like, damn. If my wife had to do this song,
and it's acting.
Can you tell him again?
You licking whipped cream off his cheek.
It was a Saturday.
You're kissing him. He's taking his shirt off and threw you on the counter.
It was, first of all, it just, we were going with the flow.
That seemed too bad.
He is very, first of all, he is so great to work with. He's an awesome person. Very professional. So it was just an on-screen thing, and that was it. He the homie. Like,
yeah, he's the homie with me, too.
He is
too,
the
but
homie.
Wow, Envy.
No, not like that.
Wait a minute,
because
I was going to say.
Slow down.
That's my guy. He's pushing me off. That's my
is
guy.
Is it awkward, like, after you do those scenes and y'all got to just talk like regular?
I guess I'm used to it, you know, because, you know, with being on set, you get the awkward kiss out of the way first, off camera.
Right.
You're like, okay, let's just do it. All right, cool.
And what about the licking in the face and him throwing you on the counter?
That just happened, and then as soon as we yell cut, it was like, all right. You know, you dab them up and it's over with.
Now, you also were engaged to our friend Rob Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And listen, y'all
he
was
seen that video and that's when it all went bad.
No. I think the video was after. It was after.
It was like, look, we got to talk about this, babe.
Way after.
Yeah.
But you guys were very public as posting each other and everything. What ended up happening? That
I think anytime you open up and allow yourself to love and love hard, that's the risk you take of you know, possibly not working out. And although we really did love and care for each other, it just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
Right.
And I wish him the best. It sucks. You know what I mean? Because I'm as real as it gets. I'm a real person. You ask anybody that knows me. I do this. This is my day job. But I'm a lover at heart. I'm a friend. I like real people. I like real things. I share real emotions, especially through my music, which I did on this album. But, you know, heartbreak happens when you open up and allow yourself to love.
Did the breakup inspire some of these songs at all?
I was already in the process of making the album. Mm-hmm. He was there for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think after listening back to the album, I can definitely listen to some of my own records after that experience. Because music has helped me heal from the beginning. I mean, of my life. I can remember as a kid, my first breakup, 14 years old, I was jamming Toni Braxton.
That whole album
trying
was
trying to heal out here. Why did an angel break my heart? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Music has always done that for me. So I've definitely sat back and listened to some of my records and gone, dang, yeah.
What's on your breakup playlist? Because, you know, all women have that breakup playlist when you break up with somebody.
Oh, my God.
And you got to listen to some.
Anything Mary is on there for sure. Anything.
Especially new Mary right now, too.
Right. That's my dog, too.
I would say Usher Burn is a good one, too.
Yes. Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton. Mm-hmm. I have this record called Disconnected that is probably one of my favorites off the album. And I love it, too, because I was so vulnerable in that moment. And it's the only song on the album where it's just my voice and the piano, which is something I really, really wanted for this album. Hell, I was heartbroken on that thing. So it's on my playlist for sure. Worlds Apart is definitely off my album. Another record that's great for heartbreak. hell, my single,
this sound
back
like
to
a
life.
Heart. Yeah, this sound like a heart back to life.
Yeah, that video. Trying to agree.
But did y'all see part one and two?
But it seems like he wants you back then.
I seen the eight-minute video. Was that part one and two?
Part one was 8 minutes. Part two was 10 minutes. Yeah, the 8 minute, you got to watch the first one first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to watch that one. That's the real deep, juicy, crazy one where we go off in that one.
Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely.
Dated a man, he was too close to...
Yeah, man. And you kind of like, another woman. That's your friend? So that's your friend. He might not feel it because a lot of times y'all are like oblivious to things. But at the same time, you as a woman, we have that intuition and we like, she laying back in a cut for a reason. She always had feelings for you, but probably thought you never looked at her in that way or whatever. But from the get-go, I sensed it, that she wanted more than just a friendship. This whole sister moment that she's having is temporary.
How do you feel about now? Would you date a guy who... Okay, what if it was his best friend, like, before y'all even met each other and they've known each other since...
Heck no, man. I can't love the crew. No. We ain't loving the crew, cuz. No, I can't...
Because I have a friend that we went to... We grew up together. No, and he really is one of my best friends. His wife loves me. Like, we get along great. But that's really... We've known each other since we were, like, 14 years old. And grew up together. And, like, I knew his former girlfriends. Like, that's my... You know,
do you feel like you might put yourself at risk for ruining that friendship? Everything that y'all have built as friends, you know what I'm saying? If some go bad, because I've had that too. Somebody I've known for like several years, great guy. I think he liked me in that way.
No, he never like, he used to date my best friend. Like, we've always always been friends.
That's a little too much.
No, he never dated my friend. Mm-hmm. But and I could always feel that he liked me in that way, but I always tried to keep it like, hi, what's up, homie? Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of that, you like, dang, this person knows me.
Right.
They love me. They care for me. I mean, they've been in my life, and I have a trust for them. But at the same time, I don't know.
It seemed like you're still considering it, though.
All right, we got more with LaToya Luckett. When we come back, we'll talk Destiny's Child. We'll also talk her past relationships. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have LaToya Luckett in the building. Now, why'd you get back to music, though? I mean, it's been 8 years. You've been doing flicks. There's no real money in music anymore back in the
day. That's not true.
I don't do it for... And you know what? Somebody asked me this recently, like, what would I tell a new artist? I'm like, first of all, if you're doing this for money, run now. Because that's not what it's for. I just love music. It's where my heart is. I'm telling you, it helped me heal in relationships. It helps me... I feel music. I feel it. You know what I mean? Especially when I'm listening to a certain record and this person is literally speaking to me and everything that I'm going through, they're saying. Or they're saying everything that I want to say to this loved one, but I don't know how to put it into words. Like, I love that. And to be on the other side of that and be able to create that, how can I can't live without that, man, at all. And
it affects other people so much,
does.
Too. It,
like,
really helps other people.
You don't understand how it feels. And people are like, what is your highest moment in your career? What is your lowest? And I'm like, the highest? Forget any award. Forget anything like that. It's when somebody comes up to me and says, like, for instance, my first single, Torn. Like, Torn made me leave that abusive relationship when I didn't have the strength to leave. Like, I would listen to your record and it helped me to finally come, you know, make that decision and say, this ain't right for me. That's what gets me excited. That's what inspires me to want to go back in the booth and create more records like that people can feel and relate to. Because I know I ain't the only one out here going through it. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
And Torn is still my song to this day. I still play Torn.
See? Back to Life, kind of, the reason I love that record is you find that, I know with Torn, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do in this situation. And should I go? Is it for me? Should I try and work through it? Back to Life is saying... I've done that, and I got to get back to me. I got to get back to what feeds me, what makes me feel like full. And if any relationship ain't inspiring you and helping you to grow or making you feel fulfilled, run. Like, we only got a little bit of time on this earth. Mm-hmm. You do not know your expiration date. And if you're in something that's not feeding you, if you're in something that's continually, like, every single day pulling you down, if they're being disrespectful, why are you there?
Right.
Why are you to satisfy what need? Is it a financial need? Is it you don't want to be alone? we got to get out of that space.
So what would you say you're looking for now that you've been through everything you've been through?
I was going to say, you like everything.
Found out what you don't want.
You go from Slim Thug.
That's so long ago, though.
Motivational speaking.
And they both from Houston. And by the way.
Then you go from Rob, which is a motivational speaker.
Hold on. Slim Thug is a motivational speaker in his own right. Okay, I follow him on Instagram, and he's very funny.
And he's every spectrum. You go from hood to corporate hood.
Well, that's all sides of me. You know what I mean?
Because you get her. You get her. I can hear it all coming out your voice.
As hell. You know what I mean? And I think that that was something that, especially with Slim, he from my he's home to me. You know what I mean? He's from my hometown. And we were back and forth for 10 years. He's like family to me, even still. Our families are very close. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I wish him the best. They ain't work out in that way, but he's like, I'm telling you, he's probably with my brother in the studio tonight. That's how close we were. Mm-hmm. And, our personalities, especially with the comedy, you know him. He's funny and crazy and has no filter and just ill-advised at times. Mm-hmm. but, you know, we were able to relate in some ways. And with Rob, he's very intellectual, well-spoken, and he wants the best for people.
Don't it feel like
Rob got to be perfect and live up to all those quotes he's posting? That's what it is.
I'm sure that's tough.
That is tough because it's like you cannot mess up. I done put up all these quotes and told you what to do. Now I got to live by. It's hard to do what you like. It's hard for you to say, okay, in this situation, this is what you should do. It's easy to give somebody else advice, but sometimes we don't follow our own.
No, and that's the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can sit up. I've been on panels and shoot. Even in some of my music, I give great advice. And then I find myself in a situation like, well, that was stupid. but at the same time, you live and you learn. And that's what life is about. Just, you know, taking those experiences and learning from them. I've been blessed to love some awesome people. Not just with boyfriend girlfriend relationships, but I've had some awesome people in my life, and even though I bumped my head in a few things, like we all do, I can honestly say that I'm a better person for it, and I learned from every single situation. Mm-hmm. It taught me a lot, and it's helped to make me into the woman that I am today.
I saw you at the Wearable Art event that Tina Knowles does.
That was
like your dress. So Wearable Art was like you're supposed to come in some type of artsy looking.
I felt like it was like our Met Gala a little bit. Like everybody just did their own thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was a good time. I'm so happy for what Miss Tina is doing, and she's inspired me since a young girl watching her in her hair salon every day and balancing out being a wife, a mother, a stylist, and then helping to raise all four of us. Like, you know what I mean? We moved out of our homes at like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and into her home.
You guys are probably a handful.
Absolutely. and so to watch what she's doing with these young girls, helping to inspire them, especially the writers. Some of the girls got up there and spoke and shared with us. And it's like, yo, like all they need is someone to say, yes, you can. You can do this. You're capable of doing this. We understand where you come from and whatever, but that doesn't have to, hold you or keep you in a box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm so glad for what, Miss Tina is doing.
Still speak to the ladies of Destiny Child?
Absolutely.
All of them?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's something else that I think, especially with social media and stuff like that, people want to hate and people want people to...
They like drama.
Go back and forth. They love it. They feed off of it. And I will honestly say, the ladies of D.C., we've all done our own thing. Mm-hmm. We're doing our own thing. We're grown. And we don't do that. We don't feed off of that. And we wish each other the best. Every time we see each other, it's a genuine moment of hugging and, hey, girl, how the kids? Da, da, da. Like, it's not that at all.
It's not like a Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion or nothing like that?
You know what? No. We ain't no bowls being thrown over here. But
what about all this talk of a biopic? Would you be down with that? Because everybody keeps saying Destiny's Child biopic. Let's do it.
It would be interesting.
There's a zillion stories.
Because after watching like the New Edition one,
which was so good, shout out to the guys and the crew and the production staff for that. But I think for me, honestly, in order for me to feel like okay with it, I think the girls, we would have to do it.
Right.
We would have to get together, come together, share our stories, decide what we want to talk about.
Kind of like the New Edition, because they were part of it.
Yeah, it can't be somebody saying, oh, we're going to
do it about you.
Nah, man, because y'all don't know.
You still get checks from New Edition stuff?
From New Edition?
You're the New Edition?
Not from Destiny Child stuff. You still get checks?
It's popping. it's good. I definitely was blessed to be a part of such an amazing group, an amazing experience. So, yeah, I work my butt off.
Do you do songs, New Edition songs? New Edition. I keep saying
what
New Edition.
What is wrong with you?
Do you do Destiny Child songs when you perform? Oh, no, you don't do none of that.
I might. Sometimes I do. Sometimes
you have every right to.
All right, we got more with LaToya Luckett, so don't move. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have LaToya Luckett in the building. Are you dating now or no?
I'm chilling.
What does that mean?
That means maybe,
but nobody that I'm a claim right now on this radio show, because I'm not trying to mess up my little private relationship going on.
All right.
Is that what that means?
It's you know how it is. It's we can't really date because anybody we seen with, we sleeping with.
You're dating, right?
You know what I'm saying? And that's not fair.
Right.
So I think that I leave everything, you know, I give the public my gifts, I share my arts and stuff like that. Love, I want to hold close to my heart. You know what I mean? My personal relationships, as long as I can, so I can build the foundation.
Gotcha.
So we can have a good foundation without all the, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm very happy.
You're chilling.
Did you regret being like public before and doing
yeah, I mean,
you feel like it
kind of
messes things up.
It was a squeal. It was like a pig squeal.
What was that?
It was very piggy. But when you're in that moment, you want to share.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share. You want to share with the world what you're feeling and what's on your heart. And you're like, I found love. Mm-hmm. Woohoo. Because it's rare to get along with somebody and be able to relate to somebody and all that stuff like that. So in the moment, I didn't feel that way. And I have no regrets. I have no regrets about sharing.
What kind of guy would you be looking for now?
She's chilling right now.
But I'm saying, No, you know,
if you say like these are the qualities that I look for because I made some mistakes, but this is what's important to me.
A man of God first. My spiritual connection is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who understands what we do. It's hard to meet real people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to show up with their representatives because they have this. They think you have this expectation of them and they have to live beyond their means. And then you find out later, it's like, baby, you ain't got like 2 pennies to rub together. And I don't want that person.
Right.
Like, be honest about yourself. This is where I am in life. This is what I'm building.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have that. Have goals. Like,
ambition.
Ambition.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
You know what I mean? Where's your vision board? What's going on here?
A vision board?
What are we doing?
Do guys do vision boards?
Oh. I know we do. I know guys that do vision boards. I mean, you got a lot of cars on it.
A lot of cars.
You know, stacks.
Could you forgive cheating? Say somebody cheated on you.
I have before in the past. It's not something that I want to deal with in the future.
You think all men cheat?
I'm going to say no. I'm sure they have in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But once they, you know, maybe get once they get system. Married or get it out of their system, some I've known to not go back to that. It depends on the relationship. It depends on the woman involved and what she's willing to put up with. That's not something I want to deal with. You know what I mean? It hurts. Everybody knows what that, a majority of people that I know what it feels like you feel stabbed in the back, man. You feel like, because I don't like the secrets. Share with me. Tell. I'd rather you tell me, hey, man, my heart ain't here no more, or I have interest somewhere else, or I'm kind of feeling this girl, and I don't know. I'm so open for those kind of conversations,
mm-hmm.
more so than I got to find out later.
So if your new boo, he goes to a strip club, he says, hey, there was a stripper with a fat ass. I just want to knock off one time. You'd be cool with it?
No, I would not.
That's not what she's saying.
I'm saying I'd be open to the conversation. In that moment, did you want to touch her? Did you want to grab that ass? Like, where was your mind in that moment? Like, or is this something you want to pursue? Is this someone you could see a future with? Like, let's talk about it. But I don't want to my girlfriend to be with her camera phone like, this is what your boo out here doing behind your back. Like, that's just embarrassing. Don't embarrass me.
Did your neck have to move like that when you did that?
Yes, it did. Because that's how your girlfriend...
That's how the camera phone...
That's how the camera moves when your girlfriend's doing what she doing for you.
Right.
Now, wait, one last thing. Ask Ye, all right, my advice segment. Somebody called last week, mm-hmm. and she said the guy she's dating is perfect. Like, great with her kids. Like, everything about him is great. Nice. Except...
Oh, Lord.
He has a really small penis.
Okay.
But she wanted to know, should I still try to stick it out? Because she said she feels like she's going to end up cheating on him.
Oh, man, don't do that.
Now, let's say that was you. The guy's perfect. Everything's great.
And
but his penis is like half the size of a thumb.
Where's that little squirrel nose I did? You know what I mean? Like, look at that.
Could you stick it through? How important is that?
If I could be honest. That's definitely on my list when you were asking me before. I don't. Somewhere mid. Because that's a part. When I said feel full, that goes into that. Like, I want to feel fulfilled. I just feel like if you feel like you're going to go run out and cheat mm-hmm. on him, then that's not cool. And I would want to have a real authentic conversation like, we should be real good friends.
Like, you're a good guy.
You're a goodness great gracious. Guy. You could be an uncle to my kids.
Because
y'all
gracious.
love the kids. I wouldn't want to do him like that. You know what I mean?
We need
I know
every
we
aspect.
Got the 80-20 rule, but that's a big part.
The 80-20
rule. The situation.
What's the 80-20 rule?
You don't understand how they said on the movie. If 80% of that thing is right and you're satisfied and you guys are in a, you know, whatever, good place, then the grass ain't always greener.
Right.
And it really might just be that 20%.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He has 20% of a penis. It's fine.
Hello.
There you go.
It's still downloading. I just see the little bar.
It's still downloading. I know one thing. Every time I hear her say cuz, I'm thinking about somebody. Right? I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us. The album comes out this Friday. Make
yes.
sure you go get it.
May 12th.
And we appreciate you.
Thank
back to life.
7-8 years. Come on. You can't do that.
I'm going back right back in the studio after this.
All
I
right.
promise you.
There you have it. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Miss LaToya Luckett.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it was a big hoopla because Kanye's been missing. He wasn't at the Met Gala, which mm-hmm. he would go to every year. Plus, he got rid of his Twitter and his Instagram. Where is Kanye?
He's in the goddamn sunken place. That's
well,
he is.
According to TMZ, he's working on his new album. He's in Wyoming at the top of a mountain looking for inspiration. So,
I think he should troll everybody and call his album The Sunken Place.
Well, he's been there in Wyoming for about a week, and he also went a couple of weeks ago. So he's in the middle of getting this album done.
What is in Wyoming?
Another gay cowboy.
A mountaintop.
What?
He's out there with another gay cowboy.
Okay. Okay.
Stop.
If that's what he's into.
All right. The last time that Kanye was spotted out in public was during Valentine's Day. He had a dinner date with Kim. So that's been a minute.
And he looked miserable. He had blonde hair.
He looked a little crazy.
His last performance was in November.
He looked like he's just begging for people to walk up to him with a camera phone and flash him.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, now Wale is speaking on his Shine album sales. He sold about 22,000 in the first week. We talked about that. And he actually went on Everyday Struggle, that's a show with Joe Budden and Academics. And here's what he had to say about numbers.
My thing is, I'm not trying to point fingers. I'm trying to focus on where we at. I put it on me. I don't put it on Atlanta or nobody. I didn't create the awareness. The old Wale would have been mad. Like, nah. But guess what? I'm free, dog. I'm invincible now. I faced my worst jump. My L.A. show sold out in 6 hours. So I know I'm doing something right. I believe in that album with all my heart. You know what I'm saying? And I understand there's a lot of people that haven't even heard it.
I'm with him. He made a good album. Huh? He doesn't have to worry about numbers. The numbers will increase.
He feels like people didn't even know his album was out, and a lot of people haven't heard it yet.
Right.
Well, I do feel like, you know, we live in a time where first week sales don't matter as much. But if it was the other way around and Wale had sold like 200,000 records, he'd be
happy.
He'd be bragging about that. Yeah.
Right.
So it is what it is. He did put out a great album, though. I love Wale's Shine album.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Escape has had their first meeting in 20 years. So you actually could see that on T.I. and Tiny's show. Now, Tiny revealed something we didn't know. And let's bear in mind, by the way, we all saw T.I. dressed as Tupac at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony
right.
last month. But Tiny said she actually had the opportunity to get with Tupac.
Yeah, she said that in the show.
Here's what she said.
Remember when we was on tour with Salt and Pepper and everybody had the water gun fight?
Yeah. And Tupac was downstairs talking. And we had the soak gun.
He was so mad.
That irritated me. I'm not gonna lie.
I have a lot of history with Tupac. But, you know, not too much. It didn't get that far, but could have.
Those were the good old days.
All right, well, she got some history. It didn't happen,
she
but...
She said it didn't happen, right?
It could have.
Tupac
Let's
is amazing.
Let's be clear.
Tupac is amazing because I hope that I'm as relevant 21 years after I'm dead as Tupac is, all right? Tupac is out here beating. He's winning beefs, and he ain't even here to win them.
He's making
you know
new
what
news.
I mean? He got women talking
about
him.
He got a movie coming out.
He's got making a movie new news. Coming out. Like, you would think Pac was on Instagram right now.
And shout out to everybody involved with the All Eyes on Me movie. I actually saw another clip that was circulating yesterday that shows a Tupac character reading a poem to Jada Pinkett Smith's character.
I don't want to see clips. I just want to see the movie now.
Yeah, and salute to everybody losing beefs to Tupac in 2017. you got to be a real D-head to lose a beef to a dead man.
All right, we know who you're talking about. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, donkey of the day is going to Mr. Ted Cruz.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 9th, goes to Senator Ted Cruz. Now, former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates is testifying before the Senate about the connections former security advisor Michael Flynn had with various Russian entities. Now, Ted Cruz was questioning Sally Yates about the constitutionality of Trump's Muslim ban. I'm going to be honest, I'm not too familiar with all the legal jargon these two are spitting, but I do recognize that Ted Cruz was trying to catch Sally Yates slipping. Oh, he was trying to nail her to the wall. Now, Ted Cruz is a former Supreme Court clerk, so in theory, he should have a proper understanding of this issue. He should understand constitutionality, how Trump's Muslim ban doesn't work. Now, Sally Yates, back in January, told the Department of Justice not to enforce Trump's Muslim ban, and Trump responded by firing her ass. So I'm sure Sally Yates was waiting for her day in court. She has been preparing, mentally shadow boxing, sharpening her constitutional sword, ready to slice the idea of Trump's Muslim ban to shreds. Well, Ted Cruz learned that the hard way when he tried to catch Sally Yates slipping, and Sally let him know that her Wu-Tang sword style is very dangerous. Play the clip.
By the express text of the statute, it says, quote, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. Would you agree that that is broad statutory authorization?
I would, and I am familiar with that, and I'm also familiar with an additional provision of the INA that says no person shall receive preference or be discriminated against in issuance of a visa because of race, nationality, or place of birth. That, I believe, was promulgated after the statute that you just quoted. And that's been part of the discussion with the courts with respect to the INA, is whether this more specific statute trumps the first one that you just described. But my concern was not an INA concern here. It rather was a constitutional concern.
Now, I know a lot of us politically challenged people can't get past all the legal mumbo jumbo to know what just happened. Basically, Ted Cruz asked Sally Yates about the constitutionality of Trump's Muslim ban, and Sally turned it around on Cruz and explained to him how constitutional law really works, and then let him know that Trump's Muslim ban attempted to avoid proper process from the Attorney General's office. You know what? Let me go to Wolf Blitzer. He had a great reaction that pretty much sums it up really simple and plain. Listen to what Wolf Blitzer had to say about Sally Yates' clapback on Ted Cruz.
She basically crushed him. Ted Cruz.
I was going to say, Senator Cruz, you met your match, but crushed him is your word, and I think that that's just fine.
She crushed it. You know, we really have to put this Sally Yates clapback in its proper context. because I love when people who are purposely on the side of wrong try to make those on the side of right look stupid. I've been telling y'all that right now it shouldn't be about conservative versus liberal, right versus left. It should be about right versus wrong, good versus evil, God versus Satan. And this is one of those situations where Ted Cruz is purposely trying to defend evil and God clapped back through Sally Yates. But y'all not going to properly appreciate it unless we add some sauce to it. M-Eazy, did the Sally Yates vocals with the sauce on them come in yet? Oh, we got them. Play the Cruz, Sally Yates clip again.
By the express text of the statute, it says, quote, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. Would you agree that that is broad statutory authorization?
I would, and I am familiar with that, and I'm also familiar with an additional provision of the INA that says no person shall receive preference or be discriminated against in issuance of a visa because of race, nationality, or place of birth. That, I believe, was promulgated after the statute that you just quoted, and that's been part of the discussion with the courts with respect to the INA, is whether this more specific statute trumps the first one that you just described. But my concern was not an INA concern here. It rather was a constitutional concern.
See? When you add some sauce to it, it makes the clapback that more epic, doesn't it? Please give Ted Cruz the biggest hee-haw.
Jeez. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, Charlemagne.
Yes.
Yes. And now one of my favorite authors is about to enter the room, right?
Yes. Ryan Holiday will be joining us when we come back, so don't move.
I love Ryan Holiday. I've been telling y'all about this book, Ego is the Enemy. You should get that. You should get Obstacle is the Way. You should get Trust Me, I'm Lying. He's by one of my new favorite authors.
He's by?
I said he's one of my new favorite authors.
He did say he's bi, but I think he was trying to say something else.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I said anything about bi, but he's one of my new favorite authors.
We both heard it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll get it to him when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Ryan Holiday.
Ryan Holiday is absolutely my new favorite author of the moment.
Okay.
You know, I just got put on to Ryan Holiday because our guy, Dennis Clark, actually, consulting here at iHeartMedia, he recommended a book to me called Ego is the Enemy. And
okay.
I read this book in like a day and a half, and I was like, this is great. So then I went out and bought The Obstacle is the Way, and Trust Me, I'm Lying. But tell them a little about yourself, Ryan, because you're 29.
I'm 29.
That's pretty young to be doing self-help books, but you seem to know some things.
I know a thing or two, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think a book is what you know about the world plus what you have studied and learned about the world.
Gotcha.
So I came into writing. I had a very good mentor, like you talk about in your book. I worked for Robert Greene, who wrote The 48 Laws of Power.
Another one of my favorite authors.
Yeah, so I was his research assistant, so he sort of, I was his apprentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
He showed me how this industry works, and he showed me a lot about the world. And then from there, I had an interesting job. I was the director of marketing at American Apparel for a long time, so I saw some craziness there.
Okay.
Yeah, and so American Apparel is shutting down now, huh?
Yeah, it's very sad. It would be difficult to separate that story and Ego from each other, right? How do you build a $1 billion company in less than 10 years and then watch it disappear in the same amount of time, right? So the book is about the ambition that takes people to great heights often is also what proves to be their undoing.
So you did say, talking about building this company that was worth so much money, and then there was so much drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a media manipulator also. So
sure.
I can imagine you had your work cut out for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the interesting things about a company like American Apparel is it's kind of a crazy idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of really successful people are crazy, and everyone told them when they were starting that it would never work.
Expensive T-shirts.
Yes, yeah, I mean,
bases.
I'm still wearing it. It's great stuff, but like, you know,
you
when everyone says, like, that's not going to work,
mm-hmm.
and then you do it anyway, and it does work, that's what an entrepreneur does, that's what a great person does. But then you've also learned a dangerous lesson, which is that you shouldn't listen to other people. You ignore all the haters. Well, not most of the time, but a lot of the time the haters are right or they're raising legitimate concerns. Mm-hmm. So if you get this attitude where I don't listen to anyone, mm-hmm. I make my own reality, the problem is what happens when that gets off, right? Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden everyone is trying to help you. They're trying to warn you not to do this or that that's a mm-hmm. huge mistake. Then you end up destroying the thing that you just worked so hard to build. And that's definitely part of that story. You look at someone like Kanye, right? Obviously, he's a genius. He's incredibly talented. He pushes past what other people think is normal or okay. And that works. But that also prevents him from, say, staying in his chair at the Grammys.
Kanye needs this. Right? Okay. Now, trust me, I'm lying. Confessions of a Media Manipulator. I feel like everyone in the Trump administration has read your book. And I feel like this whole social media era is all media manipulation. Did you sort of see this coming?
Yeah, definitely. And I know some of them have read the book because I hear from them. I think people have realized if I don't care what I'm getting attention for, if I just care that I'm getting attention, right. I'm essentially invincible.
People say all press is good press.
I don't believe right. that, though. I think that ultimately ruins you.
Oh, I think it ruins you as a person, but if mm-hmm. all you're trying to do is go from unknown to known, it's very easy, right? There's nothing bad you can say about a reality star that doesn't help their career. Kylie Jenner's commercial hurts Pepsi. It doesn't hurt her career. She's just Kendall Jenner. Mm-hmm. She's just more famous because of it. We're talking about it right now, right? And so
they have to get rich right now, because if they don't, yes. there's no future.
It's not a long-term strategy, right. certainly, because you're not actually producing anything. And mm-hmm. so I think that's also part of ego, right? Is that if all you want is attention, all you want is validation, you'll do these crazy things, but you won't lay the groundwork for a real career, for you won't do the work that needs to be underneath that.
Absolutely.
Right?
And let me ask you a question. You know, you do self-help books. Self-help books sometimes bother me.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. I feel like a lot of times authors play to the fears of people or play to the fact that people want to be better. So it's like, it's kind of like going to church. Sometimes churches are doing it for the right reason, and sometimes they're doing it for the wrong money to pull money from people.
Sure.
So what makes your book, I don't want to say a real self-help
book. I'll say
books. But books, like, genuine, opposed to some other authors. Because sometimes when you look at it, it seems like everybody's doing a self-help book right now. Everybody's telling people, you should do this and you should do that. But what makes yours genuine?
Well, so you look at, let's say you're sitting down in a blank page. You're like, I want to write a book that's going to make a lot of money, right? The first thing you would do is you would tell people exactly what you want to hear, right?
What they want to hear.
Right, yeah, exactly. So the difference between saying ego is the enemy, that ego is a problem, that maybe you're not as great as you think you are, that you need to check yourself. This is not as viral a message as, say, the title of a book like "You Are a Badass," right? Or the power within. So, I'm not dissing those books, but what I'm saying is that I think I've made a very conscious choice with my books to write what I think is important, what I care about, even at the cost of sales in the short term. I think at the end of the day, if you're writing something that is true and honest, you're going to be passing up some short-term mm-hmm. attention or notoriety, and I'm willing to make that trade.
No, I mean, the thing I like about you, I was reading Ego as the Enemy. It was one chapter that I thought I didn't agree with. And I still don't necessarily all the way agree with it, but I like what you were saying about it. It was a chapter about passion.
Yeah.
Because I believe in passion. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should find your passion and you should pursue it. But you don't believe that. But what you said was it should be passion with a purpose.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that I agree with.
What do you mean you don't believe that?
Like, if you're hiring someone for the show, do you want someone who's talented or do you want someone who's passionate? I want skills, right? Yeah. Like, I want people who know what they're doing.
I want passion. You see, the thing with a lot of time is skills. You can teach skills. You can't teach passion, because we've seen a lot of people who'd had a lot of skills. I'd say basketball had a lot of skills, never make it to the NBA because they didn't have the passion.
I think of passion in that sense. I think it's the person who wants to go a million miles a minute. They want to go in all directions at all time. I want someone who's like, I know what I'm trying to do. I'm very disciplined. I'm very controlled. Focus. I'm very focused. Totally. Right. So to me, that's purpose. You got to love what you're doing. You got to mm-hmm. have that task you're dedicating your life towards. But it can't, like, I see this with
authors. It can't be unbridled passion that's
totally.
Just all over the place.
Well, I see this with a lot of authors. They want to have a book. They don't want to write a book. And so passion to have a book, that's great.
Right.
But that's not going to write the pages for you.
All right, we got more with Ryan Holiday when we come back. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have author Ryan Holiday in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, being a media manipulator, I always say that I feel like...
Media manipulator. Explain that, because when you say that every time, what is a media manipulator?
Now, so my first book is sort of an expose of the media system, and having worked with a number of, like, controversial clients, what you're doing is, you know, a publicity stunt or creating attention. So it's obviously an extreme concept, but can you jerk on the puppet strings a little bit and get the media to do what you want it to do?
Yeah, I don't feel like it's any value in shock whatsoever. I know a lot of people like to call me a shock jock, but I don't feel like it's any value in shock. And I feel like eventually you'll crash and burn if that's what you're standing on.
Yes, totally. You need to get crazier and crazier to keep getting attention, and eventually I think you end up crossing the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The obstacle is the way. The timeless art of turning trials into triumph. How do we turn the trials we are facing in this country right now currently into triumphs? Particularly the administration.
Yeah, I mean,
unless, of course, you voted for Trump and you don't think it's a trial.
No, I definitely think it's a trial. Look, I think first the first thing that people do when they're faced with some sort of bad situation is they freak out and they make it worse. The way Trump thrives is by keeping everyone outraged on the internet all the time, right? He actually has a minority of support in this country. So if people are freaked out all the time, if people are responding to some dumb thing he said on Twitter instead of organizing or coming up with a real coherent sort of opposition,
I agree.
You're not going to be successful. So I think most of my books are based on what's called Stoic philosophy, and the Stoics are about controlling your emotions or seeing things objectively, not getting emotional, not
moving
making things worse.
Totally.
Yeah.
So really the biggest enemy is inaction.
The first enemy is just reaction, just emotional reaction. I can't believe you said that. You're the worst. You know, losing your head is the first thing. Right. Napoleon said that the first qualification of a general is a cool head. Mm. And I think that's true in life. Like, no matter how bad the situation is, freaking out never makes it better. Right. You know, telling yourself this is unfair, that I'm screwed, it's impossible, that doesn't help. And then you get to work on, as Robert would say, sort of a long-term strategic plan.
Right.
And I think if you do that, you know, 4 years is both a long time and not that long. But it's going to be very long if you're thinking about it second by second.
Now, you have a hard job ahead of you.
How so?
You're writing a book with Birdman and Slim?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. I don't know what happened to the project. I wrote a chunk of it, and then it just sort of fell away.
What was the book on?
You know why? Because you spelled respect correctly. And he was like, what is this?
You're actually sitting in the same seat.
Is this the studio where this happened?
That is the seat, yeah.
My favorite part about that clip is all the people trying to get out of the studio.
Single file storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Single file storm.
Go squad.
Was the book on Cash Money and every the rise?
So you know, whatever you think, it's inarguable that's one of the most successful, you know, companies in the history of the music business.
Still absolutely. Still
and I think what's so impressive to me about them and what I wanted to write about is that they were successful almost like 99% of it in music. It's
right.
if you're successful in music, it's not that hard to then start a fashion line or license your brand and make lots of money that way, as a lot of other people in hip hop did. They're the only ones that made hundreds of millions of dollars selling songs. And continue to. Yeah, and from they started when Nirvana was on the radio.
Yeah.
And they're still on the radio today. They are, I think, inarguably the most successful independent music company in history. And that's incredibly impressive. So that's what the book was going to be about, the sort of their way of doing business. And, you know, projects often fall apart. I don't know exactly why this one did. I don't know exactly.
He doesn't know. He's just
he didn't very pay busy.
He didn't pay you. Now, when I posted your book, Ego is the Enemy, I had kids telling me, you got to have an ego. Why is ego the enemy?
Well, I think that is one of the things I found with the book is, like, the people who have the most immediate negative reaction to the title are probably the people struggling with, like, if I see a book and I haven't read it, you know what my opinion is?
Let me
Nothing.
Read the book.
I don't know.
Right? Like, I'll see what's inside first.
Right.
But people who have
Trust
very
me,
strong...
I've been getting that all week.
Yeah, people... Yeah, totally. When people... A good rule I heard is when someone has a very strong opinion about something they haven't experienced or don't know, it says nothing about that thing and everything about them.
Ooh, I loved it.
And I think that's true. So, look, I'm not saying confidence isn't important. I'm saying confidence is very important. Mm-hmm. Ego is something different. Ego is arrogance and delusion and selfishness and greed and all the other negative traits that actually hurt successful people. You know, I don't think Kanye West is egotistical about his music. I think he's great. I think there's no way he doesn't sit in the studio and subject himself to incredibly rigorous, difficult standards, right?
Shouldn't you feel that way at some points, like with Floyd Mayweather or Kanye, you know, your producer or rapper, you produce something and you feel like my shit is the fucking best. Nobody.
That's confidence, though.
Is that, that confidence?
I think that's confidence. Ego at all? I think ego is, of course I can also be successful in fashion with half the amount of work that I put into my music, right?
That's
So I think, to bring up Mayweather, the timeless cycle in boxing is the hungry up-and-comer defeats the overconfident champion and then becomes the overconfident defeated by the person who trains harder. So I think in some ways you might think deep down that what you have is great and amazing, but you also have to be a relentless perfectionist who thinks that your stuff is terrible, right? And that's what's making you improve it all. Like when I look at my books, I think I see all the things that I can do better, that I need to fix, that I need to improve. And that's what I think propels you forward.
So, I mean, there's so much information that I find valuable it's hard to get that from a 29-year-old.
Absolutely. I crammed a lot into a relatively short, it was crazy for a while.
Word. Ryan Holiday, man, go pick up his books. Ego is the Enemy, Obstacle is the Way.
Trust me, I'm lying.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
And thank you for the great conversation. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Ryan Holiday.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Diddy is getting sued by Cindy Rueda, who was his personal chef. Now, here was the problem. Hmm? She said that she was regularly summoned to serve Diddy and his guests while they were involved or right after sexual activity. She said at least on one occasion, Diddy was naked when she came in the room and said, "Do you like what you see?" All right. So basically, she says one time one of his friends actually approached her in the kitchen while he was naked and asked her to check out his stuff. So she says that there was sexual harassment going on. She complained about it to one of Diddy's assistants. And as a result, they made it look like she stole one of his watches and she was fired. All right.
I don't understand. Why does it matter when she served him food? Like, what does after sex have to do with
you? You're the chef.
Well, I guess because she was still naked and asked him, "Do you like what you see?" And then she says that she complained about sexual harassment. And then they set her up to get fired. And then, allegedly, she says that Diddy asked her to sign an exit agreement waiving all rights to sue him, and she wouldn't sign. And that was it. She refused to sign that. She was terminated, and she's suing for wrongful termination.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now, according to Diddy, his rep is saying it's a frivolous lawsuit by a disgruntled ex-employee who was fired for a cause. So we don't know what really happened. But speaking of chefs, Aisha Curry is opening her first restaurant. Congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
She went to social media and said, "Well, the word is out. I will be opening up my first restaurant in San Francisco. I can't scream loud enough how grateful and humbled I am by this blessing. So thank you, Jesus. It's been so hard to keep this to myself." It's called International Smoke Restaurant. That's going to be their flagship restaurant. She said the pop-up that she did was so successful, so she is now turning her dreams into reality. So congratulations to her.
Congratulations.
Drop on the food bombs for Aisha Curry, damn it.
All right, and let's talk about Phaedra. She was fired from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's all because she made some false allegations against Candy, saying that Candy planned to drug and rape Portia. Now, here's what happened on The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion when Candy found out that Phaedra made the whole story up.
"Y'all know how much I care about my business and my brand.
Yeah.
And y'all gonna sit up there and say some shit like that? It's like, to me, it's one thing to say, oh, she messed with this person, she did that. It's like, whatever. We throw shade, whatever. But drugs? And you would believe and go back and repeat that I would try to drug somebody? You should understand that drugging somebody while they're drinking taking them home is rape."
Now, on Phaedra's behalf, she wrote "New Day, New Week" on her Instagram. But in other Real Housewives of Atlanta news, Cynthia's ex-husband Peter Thomas is getting a new reality show as well. He's getting a spinoff about his restaurant on Bravo, which I'm sure he's excited about. And former Housewives Kim Zolciak and Nene are going to be returning to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Lord. They're giving Peter a show, so he bought to empower
He's getting his own spinoff show about his restaurant.
Oh, Lord.
In North Carolina.
He about to empower a whole group of girls in Charlotte. It's going to be a bunch of bartenders out there that's going to be feeling themselves because they're going to be on reality.
That's
going to
be good. He's very opinionated, so it's going to be good.
And I'm talking about all the bartenders and waitresses that work for him that you ain't going to be able to tell nothing because they on reality.
They on TV, baby. On Bravo.
All my brothers in Charlotte, y'all get ready to keep your foot on their necks. Oh, all right?
Nah, let them shine, man. Let these ladies shine.
Don't y'all pay them to host no party. Either. The only money they
let them get
them.
Why are you hating?
Only money they're gonna get is for out of town.
Let them get their money. Get paid, ladies.
Nope.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.